Amish Watson, the two-wheeling reporter for KCCU's series, Travel in Texoma. So far, the series has explored a wildlife refuge and a battlefield. While both are full of recreation opportunities, some people are looking for luxurious relaxation. So this week, here's a look at the Quartz Mountain Nature Park and Resort. The Quartz Mountain Nature Park is located about 20 miles north of Altus. Although the park is part of the same Wichita Mountains range that runs through Lawton, park naturalist Sue Hokanson says this area has a different appearance.
We have two types of granite in the mountains. We've got a Lugert granite and a Reformer granite. As you're driving around, you notice our end of the Wichita's is a little bit more pink, and the eastern end is a little bit more yellow-orange. They've got more rhyolite, we've got more granite.
The nature park is remarkably quiet. Often the only sounds in the park are the songs of birds in the trees. Located in the park, the Quartz Mountain Resort offers premium dining and high-end lodging. The resort also has a spa with an indoor-outdoor pool and jacuzzi. In 1995, a fire damaged most of the resort. Although tragic, the fire gave an opportunity to rebuild and expand. In fact, Director of Human Resources, Glenda Bram, says lodging capacity doubled.
Well, it went from a 52-room resort to 118-room resort. To rebuild the resort, it was $17 million, and most all of the art that was in the old resort, it burned with the resort, so the art that's here now is the newer art that the Oklahoma Arts Institute donated.
The resort has a strong focus on art. Bram says there is over $1 million worth of art on display. However, the art center is not exclusive to resort guests and is open to everyone. Hoganson says each summer, the art center works to educate hundreds of young artists.
Every June, they have for 2.5 weeks about 300 high school students that come and study with internationally known people.
The art center also offers art training opportunities for adults each October. Aside from the art, the resort maintains a library to fully suit indoor-oriented patrons. Guests wishing to be outdoors have the option to spend their time on the resort's golf course. Bram says the resort's 18-hole layout is open every day of the week.
The rains have made it even more beautiful than it has been in the past, and it is, I would really recommend that if you're a true golfer, come out and try it, because it is just nestled in the mountains, and the setting at the golf course is just absolutely beautiful.
For families staying at the resort, hiking trails are well within walking distance. A short trail behind the resort leads to a cave. It may be small, but it's still a cave and gives an awesome echo.
Hello!
Wildlife is abundant on the hiking trails. Hoganson recommends keeping quiet while hiking, as talking and laughing will often ruin chances of spotting wildlife. Several other activities are also available for the public. From fishing to four-wheeling to rock climbing, the park will keep visitors busy. Hoganson says the park is great for visiting all through the year.
There is always something happening, whether it's the bald eagles in the winter, or what's blooming now, or the little fawns that are about to be born. Lots of nature events.
As a park naturalist, Hoganson also runs a small nature museum. She says many of the kids get a kick out of the exhibits.
We also have my scat scramble, or the poop puzzle. Okay, you have to match the animal with the scat, and it's just a regular jigsaw puzzle. It's very popular. When you want to get a crowd to stop, put this out, everyone, is that real? And they'll come back and talk to you.
With all the amenities needed for a relaxing stay, the Quartz Mountain Nature Park and Resort is a great family destination. During the summer, vacancy can be limited and reservations are advised. Reporting for KCCU, I'm Mitch Watson, the two-wheeling reporter. To find pictures, links, and more information about the Quartz Mountain Nature Park and Resort, visit my website at twowheelingreporter.com, and that's spelled without a G. Don't forget to tune in on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays during Morning Edition and All Things Considered for another report on travel in Texoma.